I want to share this truth with those of you who are watching and hurting. And maybe you're going through things yourself, or you're going through some very deep things because of family members that are hurting or are gone. You don't know where they are, or you may know where they are and you know the choices they're making, and your heart is breaking. And you're going, I don't know what to do. I just don't know what to do. And I am so deeply troubled and burdened. I don't know. I don't even know how to pray. You know that you're in good company. And I want to share a verse with you. And when I read this, this so spoke to my heart. I thought about it at least for a week. It just spoke to my heart. And it was written in the Names of God Bible. And I guess just the way they translated that, it stood out more than it ever had before. I'd read this verse many times. But this is what Jesus said. I am too deeply troubled to know how to express my feelings. Are you there? You know, you're saying, I'm just so tore up. I don't even know how to pray. I don't even know how to share how my heart has been ripped into pieces. Then he goes on and he says, should I say, Father, save me from this time of suffering? No, I came for this time of suffering. And what he did pray, he said, Father, in this situation that I'm going through, give glory to your name. You are a believer. And how you respond to these tragic, tragic situations. One is you can disgrace the idea that you are a believer. Or you say, Father, I don't know how to pray, but I want to pray this. Father, glorify your name in this situation. And then a voice from heaven said, I have given it glory, and I will give it glory again. This verse or verses can give hope. And it was the Gospel of John 27 and 28. To give hope to people that are in a situation or they don't know how to pray. And yet they can pray, God, this situation is so tragic, it's so heart-rending. But God, I pray, as Jesus did, Father, give glory to your name in this situation. Bless you. And the God of comfort, who comforts us in all of our situation, will comfort you in this. And when your desire is out of this tragedy, that God would be given glory.